Anything you want to ask, please.
So, I start. What would you say to a fan of RPGs that would discover Star Wars 7 but is afraid to begin with the 5th episode?
あの、スター・ウォーズに興味あるんだけど、いきなり5つ目から入るっていうのをちょっとだと思ってる人に、あの、どのように言いますでしょうか。あの、スター・ウォーズのシリーズって歴史の年表上では、時代は続いてるし、お話の根っこの世界観は続いてるんですけど、
Star Ocean, even though the story continues along a timeline and it's all the same world and the same setting, each individual game is a complete story in its own right. So in a lot of ways it's like Final Fantasy where you've got 1, 2 and 3. And they're completely different stories. It's similar to that, so you'll have no problem starting with number 5 at all. It's its own story.
So, French players were surprised to learn that the spaceship that you get in Star Ocean 5 is called the Charles de Gaulle. So, and also I've noticed that one of the kingdoms in the game is called Languedoc, which is the name of a French region as well. So, I would like to ask, what's the deal with French names in Star Ocean
5?今回の作品に関して特にフランスのファンがですね、驚いてるのはですね、まずは宇宙船の名前がチャールズ・デ・ゴールで、あとランゲドックっていうあの地方も、それは実はフランスの実在する地方の名前でもあるので、なんで今回こんなにたくさんフランス語の名前を入れたんでしょうか。今回、なぜか知らないんですけど、シナリオを作ってるこの開発会社の社長が突然僕に
It's quite interesting. I mean, the head of Trias, the company which creates Star Wars, and the guy who writes the story for it, I can remember once he just came up to me and said, "I really respect France." I don't know why he said that to me, but so clearly he's put a lot of that kind of stuff in there. In actual fact, there's also, in addition to the two things you pointed out, there's a character. She's quite an important character in the story, and even though it's set in the future, she's actually of French nationality. So there's another France connection there as well.
まあ、実際本当にフランス、今消えちゃった。あ、シーズ・ゴーン、ナウ。フランス人なんですよ。まだちゃんと名前が全部こっちで出してないと思うんですけど、フランス人の未来のフランス人っていう設定です。だから、そもそもこの今回主人公たちが乗ってる船も、要は銀河連邦っていう、組織の中のフランスの要はチームが作ったっていうような設定になってます。
I think you just missed there on there, but this character, obviously we haven't announced all the character names and profiles yet over here, but she's very much from the France of the future. Obviously it's in the Star Ocean universe, you've got the Galactic Federation, which includes Earth, and the spaceship, the Charles de Gaulle, was actually created by their French team. So it was actually created in real France in the future.
Okay.
I don't know the reason they did that though. I don't know.
We do appreciate the effort.
So I would like to ask you a question about the design. For this game, Akiman has been chosen for design duties such as character design. But does it have any influence on the game, or is it just to bring a new visual experience to the players?
えっとですね、今回のキャラデザインとかに秋山さんに依頼しているんですけども、その秋山さんがデザインしたっていうことは、やはり、ゲームの基本的にそのストラクチャーとかデザインに何か影響があるのか、それともあくまでその新しいビジュアルスタイルをスターウォーズにもたらすっていう狙いだったんでしょうか。そこら辺はいかがですか。まず今回のゲームは 7人の同時パーティーになって、このキャラクターはどういうアクションをするかっていうのが、一発で分かる必要があったんですね。そんな時に、やっぱりアキマンさんはストリートファイターとかで見て分かるように、このキャラクターはこういうスタイルで戦うよねって一発で見て分かるじゃないですか。やっぱりそういうようなものをゲーム中に反映させるために、今回はアキマンさんにお願いしてます。で、
露出の高いこうキャラクターとか、なんだろう、こういう、なんていうんですかね、普通のこう格好してるとか、鎧を着てるとか、いろんなバリエーションをあの人は描けるので、まあ、よりキャラクター色というか、ゲームの中の、まあ、バリエーション、見た目のバリエーションと、やっぱりプレイする時の直感的な分かり方っていうのは、すごい反映できたんじゃないかなと思ってます。
Okay, the reason we chose to ask Akiman to design the characters is very much linked to the way that they work in the game, because this time we've got a party of seven characters and you all fight together, so it was really necessary to be able to see visually how each of these characters is going to fight, and obviously from his work on Street Fighter, I think you can see Akiman is very good at expressing how a character is going to move and how they're going to fight, what kind of style they're going to use from their visual appearance. So we thought he was a really good guy to do that. He's also very good at drawing all sorts of different characters with different clothing and design styles. So he can do characters exposing a lot of flesh. He's very good at people wearing normal kind of clothes. He can do suits of armor. He can really draw a lot of different kinds of characters. So to differentiate the characters and make them all individual, we thought he was the perfect guy to do. So that's why we asked him, because it helps with what we want to show with the characters in the game.
そうですね、例えばアンヌってキャラクターは格闘のキャラクター、女の子のキャラクターなんですけど、ガードモーションだとかアイムとかもアキマンさんのデザインがあったからこそこういう動きにしてみようみたいなのは、あのデザインの後にこう決めたりします。
There were also a number of things that we got inspiration from and ideas for how the characters were going to move just by looking at the designs that he presented us. So for example, there's one character called Anne and she fights with martial arts. So because we saw the design thathe'd drawn for us for that, we thought, okay, well, this really works, we'll make a guard position. And so we saw the image that he provided for that character, so we have to make her blocking position look like this. So he really helped out with inspiring some of the other aspects of the game too.
Okay. まあ、ちなみにそのアンヌっていうのがフランス人のキャラクターなんです
ね。And incidentally, that Anne, she's the French character.
Thank you very much. Another question about the graphism. It's just a question.A gamer question. I would like to know why didn't you use anime render? I mean cel shading like on the Naruto games. It's not a judgment. It's only a question.
まあここは全然悪いとか言いたくないんですけども、今回やはりアニメからの影響が強いと思うので、例えばNarutoとかそういうシリーズのセルシェード的なグラフィックではなく。こういうちょっと違うようなスタイルにしたのはなぜなんでしょうか。
一回実はトゥーンシェードの表現も考えたんですよ。ただトゥーンシェードって背景とか要はバックグラウンドのあれですね、マップとかが、実はキャラクターはすごいんですけど背景がのっぺりしちゃうんですよ。でスター・ウォーシャンの場合やっぱりこのフィールドを冒険する物語なので、そこの背景はあれなんていうんですか、ちゃんとリアリティがあってワクワクする絵じゃないとまずいと思ってたんですね。そうなった時にトゥーンシェードとその背景のグラフィックの相性はちょっと悪くて、結果何を求めたかっていうと、僕らは CG アニメーション的な、まあ、最近ディズニーさんとかもよくね CG アニメーション日本でももう受けてるし、ああいう表現を突き詰めていくのはどうだろうっていうことで、今回はそっちの表現に近づけるようにしたっていう状況ですね。
Okay, very interesting. We originally did look at doing it in a cel-shaded style. And while that's very good for the characters, what really felt wrong and it didn't quite work was in the background. Because of the type of game it is at Star Ocean, you're traveling through these wide worlds and they have to look beautiful and they have to look imposing. There's something about the background that just looks a bit flat and a bit not right when you use that cel-shaded style. So we thought it probably wasn't the best style to go for overall, even though it does look really good on the characters themselves. So instead of that, we thought, okay, maybe we should try a more kind of CG animated style, sort of like Disney, Pixar sort of do for their films. Obviously, that's very popular in Japan at the moment, and people really like that style. So we decided to go very more towards that style, and we felt for the backgrounds that really helped too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Japanese players seem hostile to the idea of westernizing the Japanese productions, and Western gamers want to enjoy the original version of a game without censorship. Some adjustments to the redesign of that certain characters are controversial. What do you say the situation?
まあですね、やはりその欧米 の, ゲームユーザーとその日本のユーザーって今みんないろいろ意見が強いんですけども、特に欧米のユーザーはそのまま日本で出されたものを検閲とかされないでそのまま楽しみたいっていうのがあって、でまあ日本のユーザーとしてはどうしても欧米のオーディエンスに特化してその日本のエッセンスを失うのがすごく嫌だな一面もあるし、その。やはりもう最近このイギリス、まあ、イギリスでヨーロッパ の, ゲームメディアでも報じられてるんですけど、その日本のゲームのキャラがデザインが根本的に変えられるとか、そういう何か、まあ、ちょっとだけのニュアンスが失ってしまうっていう歴史があるので、そこら辺はどう思われるんでしょう。
そうですね、最初の企画の段階から、まあ、スクエアエニックスは特にそうなんですけど、ローカライズのチームとその辺はディスカッションして、まあ、発表する前にちゃんとこのグローバルでこういうキャラクターにしましょうっていうのは基本的には作るので、あんまり違いがないように最近は作るようにしてます。なので今回も最終的には日本もアメリカもヨーロッパも全部中身は同じものにはなってると思いますし、やっぱり僕個人としてはそういう意味では発表されたものから変わるっていうんじゃなくて、最初から同じものにして発表する方がいいんじゃないかと思って
ます。Certainly Square Enix, the way we approach this is we get together with the localization team and the development team at the very start of a project before you even announce the game and discuss how the characters are going to be and what they should be, so every single region around the world gets the same content. Because I think having a game that's been announced or released somewhere and presented to the world and then changing after that is a very bad thing.So we very much try and make sure that all the regions can agree and get the same content right from the start. Now that's how we approach that kind of thing.
まあ今回ちょっとスターオーシャン5は日本先に発売しちゃったんですけど、これ以降僕が作っていこうと思っているのは必ず全世界同時にしたいなと思ってます。そういうのも含めて。
But it's, and also for worldwide global releases as well, that's important too. Obviously, Star Ocean 5 was released in Japan first because of the way the development worked. But for my future projects, I really want to make sure that they all go out at the same time everywhere in the world.
So I have a question about music. I've noticed that a number of music from Star Ocean 5 was actually taken from 3 and 4. So I wanted to know why did you use so much of the music from previous games?
Star Ocean 5 の音楽について聞きたいんですけども、5に登場する音楽のいくつかの曲が3からの曲とか4からの曲も流用されてるんですけども、なんでそんなに大量に音楽を流用するんでしょうか？
曲の数自体は相当新曲も多いんですけど、実は今回ちょうどこのシリーズの20周年なんで、いくつかやっぱり過去の作品のそういうものを使ったなんかプロモーションを今後仕掛けていこうと思っているのがあるんで、まあ3と4の曲であったとしてもその世界の雰囲気に合っているものとかは使わせてもらってるっていうのがありますね。
No, I think overall there are a lot of songs in the game, and we've tried to put a lot of new ones in there as well. We didn't just try and reuse everything. But in some ways, because it's 20 years, it marks the 20th anniversary of the Star Ocean series, we wanted to have sort of a tribute to some of the previous games in there as well. And maybe also we want to use these kinds of songs, these classic Star Ocean songs in promotions in the future as well. So we thought we'd add a couple of those in there. But obviously we only picked them if they really fitted in with the game itself, and if we think this song would really sum up this area in the game.Already work here, then we use even if it was an old song, we thought it'd be a good idea to use it. So there's that in there as well.
もちろん新曲も今後も含めてやっていくんですけど、スターオーシャンっていうシリーズを通して曲は全部うまく今後もちゃんと使っていきたいなと思ってます。まあ、ただ勘違いしてほしくないのは、わざわざ手抜きのためにやってるんじゃないんで、雰囲気に合わせてこれを使っていこうとかっていうふうにチョイスはちゃんとしてます。
Yeah, so like I said, because we've got this 20 years of Star Ocean and this history of the music there, we really want to be able to use them in the future as well, so to keep these songs going. I just don't want people to misunderstand, we didn't just use old songs because we wanted to take a break or wanted to make it easy for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We really felt if this old song works in this part of the game, then we'd use it here. So it's not just to make it easy for us.
Okay.
Okay.
About gameplay, what is for you the biggest change introduced by this episode?
ゲームプレイについて聞きたいんですけども、今回の新しい試みの中で一番ゲームプレイが大きく変わったと大きく変わったとはどういうところでしょう？
そうですね、やっぱりスターオーシャンのバトルって派手なアクションバトルなんですね。で、多分今日プレイしてもらったところだとあんまり後半の派手な技とかを使えない状況だったと思うんですけど、実際あれをですね、シームレスのフィールドで今までのスターオーシャンと同じくらい派手な技を連発するっていうようなことを作るためのシステムは相当大変でしたね。で、今回のスターオーシャンから、まあ、イベントも含めてシームレスになってるんですけど、今後多分エンカウントでこう画面が切り替わるっていうのは同じシリーズでは多分なくなるはずです。
I think certainly one of the big trademarks of the Star Ocean series is the action battles and the really over the top flashy kind of battle scenes. And in this one, to get those to work seamlessly with the field sections, the exploration sections, without having to change screens and load a battle area, that was a really difficult thing to do. But I think that's made one of the biggest changes to the game. I mean, the whole game as well, from the events all through everything, it seamlessly goes into one another. To get those over-the-top battle attacks to work in the same area as you're exploring was quite difficult. I think that's good. Obviously, you guys maybe you haven't played so much, and you played at the start of the game upstairs, so you wouldn't have seen all the really over-the-top, the most impressive attacks. But to get the same kind of things we had in previous Star Oceans in there was one of our big goals. So I think certainly looking forward into the Star Ocean's future, having that where the battle cuts off and you load a new screen, that's not going to come back. We really like this way that it seamlessly goes into battle. So we're going to try and carry that forward too.
実はあれ、遊んでると普通のやっぱり JRPG、シナリオ型の JRPG の手触りになるようにしてるんですけど、中のシステムはオープンワールド作ってるのと同じなんですよね。
I mean, it's designed so it feels like a traditional JRPG when you're playing it, or the story progression. But the way the world is designed is very much created like a modern open world game. That's the technology behind it.
So, I just want to know what's the deal with the subtitle of the game as well? Because Integrity and Facelessness, everyone was surprised when they learned about that title. That's very hard to pronounce.
その subtitle, Integrity and Facelessness なんですけども、それはやはりちょっとこう発音しにくいし、何かの意味があるのかと思ったんですけど、どうしてそういう subtitle にしたんですか？
僕もこのサブタイトルにしたくなかったんです、最初。
I didn't actually want to put that subtitle in the beginning myself.
まあただ、ね、これもともとそのスターオーシャンシリーズを作ってるコンセプターが、今回はやっぱりもうサブタイトルどうしてもこれじゃないとダメだって言ったんで、つけたんですけど、この言葉の裏側にある、範囲語的なものの中に、キャラクターの名前の派生する単語が入ってたりとか、結構いろいろとあって重要なキーワードになってるのは事実です。
It's I didn't really want to do it myself, but the guy who creates the concepts, the concept designer for the whole Star Ocean series, he very much said we have to have this as a subtitle or it's pointless. He really wanted that, and there is actually a lot of good reasons behind that, of the meanings behind them, and it links into some of the deeper meanings behind the names of some of the characters, for example, in the game and the themes in the game. So there's a lot of information about the game there as well. It does represent the story.
So if you had a suggestion for a subtitle, what should it be?
でもし小林さんが好きにサブタイトル決められるんだったら何にしたんでしょうか？
僕がいくつか実は提案したやつはもうモロバレ直球のネタバレだったんで、ちょっとここで言うと怒られると思います。
No, I think all the suggestions that I made a number of suggestions to him as alternative, but they all basically spoiled the content of the game. They made it too obvious, so I can't really tell that here. People get angry at me if I tell you them, because they'll spoil the game for people.
まあ実はそれこそちょっとさっきね、シリーズ通してない人に遊ぶおすすめするにはどうすればいいですかっていうところとちょっと反することになっちゃうんですけど、一番この言葉がこうなんていうんですかね、関わるのはシリーズ、過去シリーズをやってた人が今自分たち銀河連邦っていう組織の裏表っていうのを感じるエピソードがあるんで、それがやっぱり一番大きいやつですね。
I think this is another reason which may be what it represents in the story to give you a bit more without giving everything away. It's maybe sort of in the opposite of what we started about saying how to get new people into the series and you don't need to know about the previous things in the series to understand it. But for people who have played the previous games and understand the world of Star Ocean, you've got the Galactic Federation. It's one of the big organizations in there. And these words actually very much imply this episode in the game, which starts to get people thinking about the truth behind the Galactic Federation and what their public face is and who they are in reality, and give a bit of doubt towards that. So it's sort of, these words help represent that too.
That subtitle just, you know, keeps giving the impression that Square Enix is trying to find the most complicated names ever, so it's like the tradition.
それはある意味でスクエニの
saying that as a Final Fantasy
fan. Final Fantasy を大ファンとして言ってますよ。 I'm definitely going to try and make the next one a lot more simple.
But everyone says Star Ocean 5 anyway.
Star Ocean 5 No, I mean, again, I have to go around and announce the full title to a lot of people in different places. I always slip up on it.
Obviously.
The situation in Japan is special and encouraged to develop projects on both PS3 and PS4. Mm. How does it impact the development and how do you deal with this situation?
はい、ですね。日本の今の、ゲーム市場もそうですけど、開発の状況っていうと世界的にかなり特殊な立場にあって、その縦マルチっていうのはまだかなりあり得るっていう状況ですけども、プレイス3、4同時に同じゲームを、スター・オブ・ホームもそうですけど、同じ同時に開発するっていうことがあって、それがやはり縦マルチっていうだけでいろいろ影響があると思うんですけど、どういうところが変わりますでしょう？もう僕は本当途中で PS3 をやめたってしょうがなかったです。I actually really wanted to give up on the PS3 right now.
結果日本はね、ちょっと1ヶ月発売遅れちゃったんですよね。
As a result, because of how hard it is, the release of the PS3 version was 1 month later in Japan. Couldn't get it out at the same time.
やっぱり特に RPGは開発するの時間がかかるんで、最初の開発の段階ではまだPlayStation3の市場はもっと残ってるはずだったんですね。なんですけど今回やっぱり PS4への移動が想像以上に早かったのと、やはり PS4と同時に出す以上、 PS4で綺麗に見えるグラフィックにしないとまずいっていうので、途中から PS3主導から PS4主導の開発に切り替えたんですね。で、最後マスターしたものを PS3のスペックに合わせて下ろしていくっていう作業をした時に、やっぱり相当ですね、難易度が高かったですね。やっぱり PS4のものを PS3で動かすのはかなり無理があるなと。
Yeah, I mean, when we first started development, again, RPG games take a long time to develop. There's just a lot to do on them. So when we first started developing Star Ocean 5, the PS3 market was much bigger than it is now, even in Japan. And so we started trying to develop both at once, and it was mainly based around the PS3 version with the idea of scaling it up later. The partway through the development, we realized that to make a PS4 game, you have to have it so the graphics look good on the PS4. And to do that, it was much easier to work on the PS4 version mainly, and then change the plan and go back at the end and lower the spec to put it down on PS3. But that was very difficult. There were so many hurdles to overcome on that. It's very difficult getting something designed to work on the PS4, and crunching it down to work on the PS3. That was so difficult to do, so. So I think we better give up on this idea of having multiple generations crossing.
So you've released Star Ocean 2 on PS4 and Vita in Japan last year, so I wanted to know if you have plans to release it in the West as well.
あの、去年その2の方をダウンロードでPS4とVitaに日本だけで発売したんですけど、それはヨーロッパとかアメリカ、世界的に同じの発売する予定はあるんでしょうか？あの、あれはね、プロデューサーが違うんですよ。なんで、やればいいのになって思ってますし、
欲しければ言ってみます。やった方がいいですかね。<laughs>
Yeah, I mean, that's actually, the producer of Star Ocean 2 is not me, that's a different guy. So it's not my decision. I think it'd be a great idea and it should come out worldwide. If you guys want it, I can talk to him about it, but it's not my decision.
Okay, yeah, you can ask him.
You don't need
Vita.
But you don't need Vita over here, do you?
I think Square Enix thinks that PlayStation Vita players are nowhere to be found in Europe, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, あの、やはりあの、スクエア2の観点からは、ヨーロッパにビートを買ってる人いないというように見えるんですけど、本当はどうでしょうね、いるんじゃないかなと僕は思いますよ。
まあ、出せるんだったら両方出せって話ですよね。
No, I mean, if we can do both of them, then yeah, that'd be the best thing, wouldn't it?
People are complaining that Square Enix is not releasing their games on PlayStation Vita.
逆にヨーロッパからその、Square Enix がビートにゲームを出さないという苦情まで出てるので、
あ、そうなんだ。
いるんじゃないですか。Really?
そうなんだ。
I didn't know that. In Europe.
いや、言ってますよ、ヨーロッパでは。
なるほど、なるほど。
Okay, okay.
じゃあちょっと言っときます。
I'll definitely tell you.
超急ぎで言います。
I'll send straight away.
okay, okay. So, speaking of the current Japanese market, especially, what do you think is the future of a Star Ocean series?
やはりまあ、あの、日本の今のゲームの市場あの触れてるんですけど、やはりあの今後のスターオーシャンというシリーズとしての将来はどう見えるんでしょうかね。
少なくともナンバリングタイトルは、コンシューマーハードにこだわりたいと思ってますね。
At the very least, I really want to stick、for the numbered Star Ocean titles going forward to the current、most popular hardware that among consumers. That's a must.
で、まあ実はまあ開発側もいくつかもう続編の考え方は頭の中でこう企画はあるんで、まあそこも含めてどういうふうに実現していくかはちょっとこれから僕の宿題かなと。
I mean, there's nothing concrete down yet, but the development team have got a number of ideas drawn up already for how they want to do the next sequel in the Star Ocean series and how they're going to take the story. So I guess that's what I've got to do now. It's my homework to go away and work out which one of those would be best and work on getting that into production.
Okay.
Anything you want, ask me.
Have you already planned the port on PC?
あの、PC 版の移植版は考えてるでしょうか？
これ、
Of Star Ocean 5. はい、そうです。
アクション、すげえアクション性のあるバトルなんで、どういう操作がいいですか？そうなった場合、逆に。
Just it's the thinking, because it's such an action-based battle system, what the control scheme for the PC should be, that's a difficult one.
逆にね、そういうの聞いておきたいんですよ。
I actually want to ask you guys what you think the best way to control this on PC would be.
With a controller?
いや、ゲームパッドでしょうね。
ゲームパッドはやっぱり PC ゲームでこっちで結構ポピュラーなんですか？
So, again, I don't know, but in Europe, is it popular to play PC games with game pads?
I think, yeah.
かなり人気ありますよ、はい。
そうなんだ。あのゲーム、そう、それこそパッドを使っていいんだったらいくらでもできるんですけど、僕らパッドない人はどうやって遊ばせるかって時に、とにかくこのゲームは悩んでて、一回それでちょっと PC 版を見送ってるんですね。
It's interesting because obviously if you've got a gamepad, it's very popular, we can do it straight away. But just wondering, for people who haven't got pads, how do we let them control the game? And that was what really stuck with us. It was a bit of a problem. So that's why we maybe delayed the PC version a bit later. We just want to work out how to let people who haven't got pads play it. So it's an extra hurdle.
これの開発エンジンで、トライエースが持ってるアスカってエンジンは、PC へのコンバートも結構簡単なんで、まあ、そこら辺のコントローラーの問題とかが比較的こうなんていうんですかクリアになれば割とすぐっていうわけじゃないですけど作りやすい環境には一応してはいます。
So now basically the development engine and the environment that Triage used to build the game, we call it the ASCA engine. That's actually very easy to port what we create on that to PC versions as well. So if we can overcome the issue with the controller and work out clearly what we're supposed to do with that,then it won't be quick, but it's actually very easy for us to convert the game onto a PC. So as soon as that's worked out, we can go ahead with that quite easily.
I think it would be quite popular.
あったら人気出ると思うんですよ。
なるほど。すげえ前向きに考えます。
Yeah, I'll definitely be positive. Think about that positive.
Okay.
That's all for me. Moi, je pose des questions sur le sujet. Sur la
finition. Tu peux y aller.
So... we finished our question, so that if as we have more time, I would like to ask some questions for the community of Dragon Ball because I represent them. It's just in your opinion, what should Dragon Ball RPG looks like?
あのですね、スターウォーズについて今用意した質問も全部出しちゃってるんですけども、もしよければやはりドラゴンボールのファンサイトなので、ドラゴンボールについての質問したいんですけども。
俺に聞いてどうすんだ。
まずは、ドラゴンボールの RPG ゲームを作るんだったら、どのような形がいいと思いますでしょう。
あー、それこそ、さっき言ったナルトじゃないですけど、トゥーンシェードにこだわりますね、僕は。
No, I'd say for the graphics, is, we mentioned Naruto just now, but I think it would have to have that kind of cell shaded style. That would be required for Dragon Ball.
Okay, so, I mean, would you think it would be a good idea or not to produce that kind of game?
だからそのようなゲームを作るのはいいと思うんですか、そのやはり売れると思うんですか、
ドラゴン
ボールの RPG。
ドラゴンボール RPG、 俺バンナムじゃないから俺答えていいんですか。
I said again, I'm not from Namco Bandai, so it's very difficult to me to answer these kinds of questions on their property that they got the rights for.
それこそバンダイナムコのプロデューサーに言っときましょうか、RPG 作れっつ
って。So I can go and ask them. I know some producers of Bandai Namco. I can go and join. I can tell them to go make an RPG if you want. Do you want me to ask them that?
ただあれですよね、ドラゴンボールだと敵一戦一戦は結構長くやるけど、種類は少ないから RPG っていうのはちょっと難しいんじゃないですか。
But I think thinking about Dragon Ball and the nature of the series, the individual battles between the different characters are very long, they take a while, but there aren't many different enemies, so it might, I'm thinking, is an RPG the best genre for that? It's a difficult one.
Okay, thank you very much.
But if you could make your dream project, you know, the game that you really would want to make, what would it be?
小林さんが何でもいいからと言われて、その自分の理想のゲームを何作ってもいいよと言われたら、どのようなものを作りたいでしょうか。
何でもいいよって言われたらですか。
はい。
何でもいいよって言われたら、
スターシップ6ですね。
いや、僕はあれですよ、テイルズ VS スターオーシャンです。
I want to make Tales vs Star Ocean.
Yeah, you should talk about your friends and Namco
Bandai. それはぜひバンナムの友達には話持って行ってください。
そう、あれなんですよ、トライエースってそもそもテイルズ・オブ・ファンタジアっていうのを作ってたメインメンバーが抜けて独立して作ったチームなんで、異母兄弟なんですよね、これ。
It's interesting because I mean the Tales of Phantasia team, actually a lot of the members who created that, the development team members split off and they came to Trias to be the guys who made Star Ocean 5, so it's very much like their cousins, it's a cousin team, so it's the same guys, the same experience working on
it. そう、だからバンダムに持ってくと、こう、バツって言われます。
But that makes it quite hard, they'd say no if we ask Bandai Namco, because we stole their guys.
何年か前に相談したんだけど、やめようって言われ
た。I did talk to them about this, I actually took the discussion to them a while back, they said no, we can't do it.
And plus the music would be the same, because Sakuraba-san is doing music for both.
やはり、同じ Sakuraba-san が音楽担当両方してるので、それで統一するのすごく簡単そうですよね。
そうですね。で、しかもね、もともとテイルズ作ってたやつらがこれ作ってるから、テイルズ作れちゃうと思うんですよ、ね。
No, I think it's the same, because it's the same guys who made Five, who made the Tales series. They very easily be able to make a Tales game, because they've done it before.
Obviously.
言ったら怒られちゃうからね、こんなことね。
But I think if I talk to them about it, they'll get angry again.
まあ、ドリームですから。
No, that's my dream, though.
Okay.
わかりました。
Pour apprendre si tu veux.
Ah non, c'est pour moi, c'est ok pour moi.
Ouais. Non, j'arrive d'autres non plus.
Un d'autres non plus. Yeah.
Ok, so that's
more
for us.
ありがとうございました。
逆にファイナルファンタジーとか。あれですか、どれだけ好きなんですか、皆さん。
No, I just wondering, because again, Final Fantasy, big fans, clearly. How popular is Final Fantasy? How you love Final Fantasy, I take it.
We do love it, of course.
Yeah, もちろんサイト作ってるぐらいですから。
なるほど。どのファイナルファンタジーが一番好きなんですか。
Which is your favorite Final Fantasy, if you guys?
I don't know. It's very hard to
pick just one. 非常に難しいですよ、一つだけっていう。
It's such a big series.
シリーズも非常に多
い。ない
な。
ない。Nine is a good one.
Very good one. 僕も好きですよ。
I like 12 as well.
12 も好きです。
7, 8, 9, 6.
全部ですね。7, 8, 9, 6全部。
僕10が一番好き。
My favorite is 10, I have to say.
Of course, 10.
Ah, 10, yeah.
So maybe you would make a sequel to Final Fantasy X?
Yeah, Final Fantasy X, Kobayashi-san, but they've already got a sequel in X too. So.
Yeah, make X 3 then.
Yeah, X 3.
FF のプロデューサーの橋本なんで、はい、なんか FF 作りたいなって言ってみようかな。
No, it's funny. My boss is actually Hashimoto Shinji, who's the overall head of the Final Fantasy series at the moment. So if I said I wanted to make Final Fantasy, I could ask him to give me a go, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe.
それ可能ですよね。
And I would also love a Radiata Stories too, if.Someday
そう、ラジエータストーリーズ2もいつか出ればすごく嬉しいんですけど。
ラジエータ好きな人珍しいですね。
It's quite, it's not that popular. There's very few people who say they like ラジエータ。
I liked it.
いや、僕もとても好きです。
ラジエータは本当ゲームのエンディング、僕ずっとあれのマーケティングやってたんですけど、マーケティングプロデューサーでやってて、エンディングが僕は本当に最後まで納得いかなかったんですよ。で、当時、エニック出版うちのやってた漫画はエンディングをゲームの当時のプロデューサーと相談してまるっと変えた経緯があります。
I mean, it's interesting. I worked as the marketing producer for Radiator, and I really wasn't convinced by the ending. I really felt that the ending didn't fit with that game at the time. And I remember talking to our the comics manga production department as well, because they were doing a manga of it at the same time.We actually haven't changed the ending for the comics. I still remember that quite fondly. Because I just didn't get the ending at all.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Yeah, but yeah, the ending, I'm like, what is this game?
I'm not the ending,
generally. It wasn't a great ending.
Okay. It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.